We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to That's Something Broncos podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. I'm your resident Broncos talker, idiot Brandon Perna. Week 3 of football is in the books, and now it's time to review the tape and get ready for week numero 4. There's no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 4, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this! DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any team. That's right, you can place a $1 bet on any team, and if that team wins, you cash a cool Benjamin. How could you pass that up? Maybe because the Broncos have beaten you down and you never want to watch football again? Well, try to win some money instead to ease your pain. Don't worry, football ain't for you. DraftKings is giving you basketball fans 200% profit boost on any basketball market once you sign up. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code DNVR when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code DNVR during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Welcome to That's Good Sports. I am Brandon. This would not be a proper sports show if I didn't piss off a bunch of football fans by revealing who I think is overrated, Perna. We have 3 weeks of football to evaluate, and due to my young Sheldon-like brain power, I can see overhype more clearly than anyone else on earth. Now, my writing partner, Will Keyes, and I also are debuting our very important high-T, low-T quarterbacks. This is an official list of NFL quarterbacks exhibiting high testosterone and low testosterone. These are the guys who either need a men's clinic to prescribe them male enhancement or guys who exhibit male enhancement. I clearly am not one if I cannot say enhancement. Plus, the first NFL game has been postponed due to COVID-20 minus one. Whew, that's good sports. Okay, Patrick Mahomes announced he and his fiance are expecting their first child. Aww. Which means the Bible Belt's favorite quarterback is officially living in sin. This also officially makes him the heir apparent to Tom Brady of the NFL, as Brady was the original quarterback to shake hands with Satan and commit heresy. All right, overrated, underrated segment of teams and players. Overrated team of the week? Raiders. I'm doing it to you again, Las Vegas. The Las Vegas Raiders, everyone overrated. Everyone except for Alec Ingold, Hurdle King fullback. Now, after the Raiders improved to 2-0 against the Saints on Monday night, we all started to feel like this was a team that could suddenly do damage. Turns out, maybe the Saints
aren't all that good, and maybe the Raiders aren't either. They barely beat the Panthers in week one, and last week got taken for a ride on Rex Burkhead's shiny bald head in New England. And Bill Belichick seemed to figure out the key to stop Derek Carr. Just double team all of his checkdowns. Double teaming the checkdowns. Now that's coaching. And I know you Raiders fans think I'm just hating on you for the sake of hating on you. And you are 100% correct. But that does not take away from the fact that Derek Carr is extremely limited and your team is extremely average. That must sting coming from a Broncos fan right now. The Dallas Cowboys went from underrated to overrated to, I think, properly rated. The Cowboys are a full Falcons meltdown away from being 0-3 right now. They're also pretty close to being 3-0, but the fact of the matter is they're 1-2. And even though they've already clinched the NFC East, there's trouble brewing inside of the organization. Here's an exchange Jerry Jones had with a reporter after the Seahawks game. The host, watching last night, do you see a major gap between the Cowboys and where the Chiefs are right now? Jones responding, and this is a bit confusing, but he said, obviously with Mahomes, who's at, I think, the highest level right now because of his, frankly, as much as just his natural ability to make plays, also his mobility. This guy's very quick and elusive and can get in and out of situations with his feet and by time. Russell Wilson is of that kind of nature. He has a great ability to get in and out and then make the play. The play that Dak made at the end of the game that got intercepted. So when asked where the Cowboys were compared to the Chiefs, Jones basically said Dak isn't as good as Russell Wilson or Patrick Mahomes. That's probably true, but Dak's pretty good, and maybe that's just Jerry Jones trying to set up that he's not going to pay Dak as much as either of those quarterbacks. But he wasn't asked specifically about Dak. He was asked about the team, and the Cowboys have some injuries on defense, the defense is playing bad, the run game's not strong, but he chose to single out Dak. So I think there's a real chance that Prescott leaves in free agency. Not only are they unwilling to pay him, but now the Cowboys' spokesperson is publicly saying why Dak isn't as good as other QBs. Doesn't sound like it's going to end well. Which leads me to my underrated player, Dak fucking Prescott. What the hell are you doing, Jera? Dak is the only thing working for the Cowboys right now. 1,188 passing yards through three games, five touchdown passes, three rushing touchdowns. He is your offense. He is the reason you're number one in passing yards and total passing yards per game. Although his two picks came against a nefarious Seahawks secondary. I'll give you that. But Dak is doing it all. Zeke is averaging fewer yards each week. And again, that Dallas defense is third worst in the league in terms of points they give up. 32.3 points per game. Tank for Trevor? I'm all about going dank for Dak here in Denver. Overrated, Saints defense. They suck. Fifth worst in points per game allowed. Underrated, Colts defense. They got attention this last week because of their two pick sixes, but they are number one in the NFL right now in points allowed per game at 15. Plus, that's a great follow-up to my underrated player from last week in Darius Leonard, who's not underrated, but he's not getting the attention he deserves. Colts fans, I'm going to warn you though, brace for tragedy as Phillip Rivers has been known to waste a number one defense from time to time. Underrated. Now I had to reach here because there are currently six 0-3 teams in the NFL. Giants, Falcons, Vikings, Broncos, Jets, and Texans. They all have been dubbed Tank for Trevor contenders, but I have to believe that one of them is better than their atrocious start to the 2020 season. Injuries have made that impossible for me to do with the Broncos, even though they may get their first win of this group on Thursday night. So this really just leaves either the Texans or the Vikings as an underrated team, and I'm gonna say Vikings. At 0-3, I think they are the best of the defeated teams, and I think they eventually get back on track. Underrated, Mile High Report's ability to write perfect headlines. Vic Fangio does not hate anal. The way the Broncos have been pounded this season, I have to agree. underrated, the San Francisco 49ers. They are also in the Infirmary Hall of Fame alongside the Denver Broncos, yet they have won two games during the process of losing some of their best players to injury. The only game they lost was week one, when they were healthy. In fact, we here at That's Good Sports believe Nick Mullins is better than Jimmy Garoppolo. Even without Nick Bosa, Solomon Thomas, Richard Sherman, and Dre Greenlaw, they are giving up the second fewest points per game at 15.3, just behind the Colts. The caveat, obviously, being that they've only beat the Jets and the Giants, but they were decimated and they beat those teams easily. So, unless they lose to the Eagles this weekend, this underrated observation is all right until they play a good team. Moving on to some underrated players. I've got wide receiver for the Seahawks, Tyler Lockett. 3 touchdowns on Sunday in that win over the Cowboys. DK gets all of the talk because of his 24.8 yards per reception, which is incredibly impressive, but unlike his running mate, Lockett actually knows how to hang on to the ball. DK leads the league with drops, and Lockett has 4 total touchdowns this year, which is just 29% of Russell Wilson's total touchdown passes, somehow. But 8, 7, and 9 reception games for Pop, Drop, and Lockett this season. Underrated in the shadow of Russ Wilson and DK Metcalf. Underrated players, Calvin and Dalvin. Mostly because they rhyme, but Calvin Ridley and Dalvin Cook, both bright spots on underperforming and completely defeated 0-3 teams. Calvin Ridley is the only receiver in the league with 100-plus receiving yards in every game. Cook has the 3rd most rushing yards right now, and a very impressive 6.1 yards per carry, tied with Aaron Jones. That's the best for any back with at least 40 rushing attempts. Dalvin Cook, Aaron Jones, and Nick Chubb all have 4 rushing touchdowns this season, which leads me to my next underrated player. You're gonna love this, Christian McCaffrey, who played in 1.75 games and is still tied with the aforementioned backs with 4 rushing touchdowns. Carolina, to be fair, did get their first win without Run CMC. But would you rather win or have this guy healthy and playing and lose? I know what my hormones are telling my brain to do to my downstairs. Underrated. COVID-19. So underrated. We almost forgot about this guy. On Tuesday morning, it came out that a number of Titans staffers and players tested positive for it. I think a total of 9 right now. And that the Titans-Steelers game has been postponed until Monday or Tuesday as they try to test through this shit. We could get a Tuesday night football game for the first time since December of 2010 when a blizzard pushed back Vikings-Eagles in the great Joe Webb-Mike Vick showdown. That is according to Pro Football Talk. And after watching 3 weeks of Broncos football that has made me want to cover my eyes in disinfectant, I'm rooting for this plucky underdog Tuesday night football game. And this whole COVID thing actually made me realize the Steelers might be the most overrated 3-0 team in the league. Even more overrated than the Bears. They haven't played a single opponent who has a win. 0 wins between the Texans, Broncos, and Giants, the Steelers' opponent so far. And now they might be gifted a huge advantage facing a COVID-ridden Titans team to go 4-0. Defense is pretty good, but now here we are, the much-awaited low-T, high-T QB segment. Like I teased earlier, in this segment, I will be discussing some of the quarterbacks with the highest and lowest T levels going right now. If your quarterback is suffering from low-T, he may be experiencing checkdowns, interceptions, fumbles, and disappointed receivers. Conversely, if your QB has high T, you better put on a raincoat and stand back because you might be catching some serious firepower. High T QB 1, Russ Wilson. Wilson has so much T built up from all of those years where he was turning around and handing the ball off that now that he can really let loose, he's firing ropes all over the field. Sure, his D doesn't have much T, leading to high-scoring shootouts, but Mr. Unlimited always knows how to finish, and that's why they have a threesome in the win column right now. Low T, more like Low Breeze. Low T, Drew Brees. We all struggle with getting older, and Drew Brees' his long ball is gradually shriveling up and turning into a series of checkdowns. He's failed to find any chemistry with Emmanuel Sanders, who surely is thinking about other quarterbacks when he's catching Drew Brees' balls. And without Alvin Kamara, he might have no T. High T, high testosterone, Josh Allen. Jimmy G may be the hottest quarterback in the game, but for what Josh Allen lacks in the looks department, he makes up for by going deep. Stephon Diggs feels like a new receiver now that he's with Allen, especially now that he's free of low-T Kirk Cousins, who does not cheat on his wife. Josh Allen isn't afraid to go down using his big frame to fight for extra yards. He even blows leads, but still comes out on top. So much more T for Josh Allen than fellow New Yorker Sam and Dan, who are showing very, very low T. Low T, Carson Wentz. It doesn't help that the only Eagle with lower T levels is his coach Doug Peterson, who punted with 19 seconds left in overtime. They say a tie is like kissing your cousin, but that's actually a sign of dangerously high T levels. And we saw Wentz with performance anxiety against the Bengals of all teams. Only one Eagles wide receiver has caught a touchdown so far this year. I can't imagine that they are satisfied. And finally, high T, Ben Roethlisberger. Okay, I'm just kidding about that one. Thanks for watching another episode of That's Good Sports. Low T, high T, overrated, underrated. If you want to watch more That's Good Sports videos, click one that's on the screen right now.
Welcome to That's Something, Broncos. Podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. I'm your resident Broncos talker, idiot Brandon Perna. Week 3 of football is in the books, and now it's time to review the tape and get ready for week numero 4. There's no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 4, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this! DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any team. That's right, you can place a $1 bet on any team, and if that team wins, you cash a cool Benjamin. How could you pass that up? Maybe because the Broncos have beaten you down and you never want to watch football again? Well, try to win some money instead to ease your pain. Don't worry, football ain't for you. DraftKings is giving you basketball fans 200% profit boost on any basketball market once you sign up. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code DNVR when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code DNVR during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only, profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.